Spiritual Life Center. Transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
Good morning, and welcome to our Sunday celebration online service. And know, as we always say, wherever you are, the Spirit of the living God is. And of course, we come together for this virtual gathering to remind us that not only is God absolute good, but we are the unique, unrepeatable expression of this presence, of this power, of this love. And with that in mind, let us take a moment now to commune with this all-knowing, this omni-active presence in prayer. divine presence, we are grateful for life. We're grateful to be the vessels and vehicles in which to express all the qualities of this grand and friendly universe. The peace, the love, the joy, the wisdom, the health and wholeness that is ours by our divine birthright. And we make all of those qualities the activity of our awareness when we speak from this truth, when we act from this truth, and let all our thoughts be in alignment with this truth. And everything begins to unfold in its right and perfect way. For this and so much more, we are grateful and thankful. Amen. I invite you now to join in with me as we say together our five unity principles. God is absolute good and everywhere present. People are inherently good. Thoughts create our experiences. Prayer and meditation are how we connect with God. And finally, we must take action.
Hi, this is Heather Asthai, and I'm here to invite you to a fun event, our Over the Rainbow live stream Hawaiian Social, or as I like to call it, our Better Late Than Never Spring Fling. This will be happening Friday, July 10th from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. We'll be live streaming the music of Love Eternal from the SLC Sanctuary.
Can dance to and lyrics you can sing, a melody to hum do while you're doing your thing.
So there'll be dancing, an online silent auction, and a raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. You know the best thing about virtual parties? You can do it your way. You can wear your Hawaiian finery, pull your laptop outside and gather a bunch of friends and have a blast. Or you can join by yourself, stay in your jammies, and dance like nobody's watching. Because nobody is. So don't forget, go to slcworld.org to purchase your tickets and you'll get your super secret link to the event. If you've already purchased a ticket to the Spring Fling, you'll be getting a letter with that secret information. So I hope to see you all there, virtually.
This is a very simple song. So if you're moved to join us, please do. I am revealing heaven on earth, heaven on earth, heaven on earth. I am revealing.
Revealing heaven on earth. So now let's just take a nice deep breath together. And now we're going to speak together our vision statement. Spiritual Life Center is a loving, vibrant family that welcomes home all people and accepts everyone, no exceptions, weaving ancient spiritual traditions with emerging wisdom. We cultivate a spiritual deepening with the divine, each other, and our planet.
And now, in preparation for meditation, we invite you to sing with us this beautiful chant written by Paula, Radiant Star. Together.
As we move into this time of meditation, we center and breathe, remembering we are radiant stars of peace, choosing carefully the words we speak. We see the light of our world increase. Taking that in, as we settle into this moment, affirming, we are radiant lights of peace. Breathe into that. With this understanding, we open our hearts to the love that is our source. With joy and wonder, allowing Spirit's healing presence to open and expand us. Noticing the parallels to Ramadan that our Muslim brothers and sisters have just gone through. Ramadan is a time of fasting. It is a time of restraint, refraining from normal activities, a daily challenge of doing without, of letting go of what used to be. It is a chance to break free from our routine, to get in touch with the internal struggle of giving in or standing strong. A rising above with deliberate focus, trusting our greater power as our guide, much like the journey we've been going through. It is a time for inward reflection, of deepening spiritual exploration, studying our holy book, of seeking reassurance and guidance from our spiritual teachers. It is a time of prayer, opening our hearts and connecting with divine presence, the ever-flowing gift of love and wisdom. It is a time of generosity, giving to those in need, being a positive presence in our community, an act of peace. Navigating our way through the challenge before us, we have experienced many things on our journey. Some marching to our tune, others dancing out ahead or trailing behind. Turning to Spirit for support and guidance, we see clearly we are all on this path together, following our own pace. We can discern the wisdom from the noise. We can see the love beneath the fear. We feel the hope rising as untruths slip away. And forward we sail into the greatest expression of all that we are meant to be. As we move into the silence, we breathe into the stillness, quietly reflecting on what you want to carry forward into this new world we are creating. As we gently begin to emerge from this time of meditation, our process of emergence out into the world is a reflection of our meditation, easing forward when the time is right for you, honoring how you are feeling, being gentle with yourself and those around you, being the light of love. As Mother Earth sighs a breath of relief for the respite she has been given, we also celebrate this time of cleansing, of restoration and healing, being mindful of what we carry forward, asking ourselves, are my thoughts worthy of my dreams? And so it is. Namaste.
used to think this world was just as it seemed. I went crazy when I tried to change it. But after many years and miles, I finally come to realize I can simply change my mind to rearrange it. And what I believe is true for me. And what I believe is true may not be true for you. I learn what seems to be is not reality, 'cause whatever we desire, we will see it. But we can get past this reflection to the mirror of the heart, where our vision of this world is blessed by spirit. So wake myself from this hallucination. 'Cause when we come awake, we understand only love remains, and we bring this love to every situation. So
good morning, everyone. It is good to be back in the sanctuary. I want to say that I'm actually in the sanctuary with one other person, Cameron Lawson, our AV tech, and he is in the back of the room, and so we are playing it completely safe, so I just want you to know that. I also want to thank Sherry. That was a beautiful meditation. Thank you so much. I would also like to acknowledge Reverend James for all that he has been doing during these challenging times. He has been facilitating a weekday prayer class. He has created a class with Reverend Jim Lee, and he has also recorded 8 Sunday talks in a row on his own, at home, by himself. And when I got to thinking about how long it takes me just to record the 5 to 7 minute meditation, all of a sudden I was in great awe. And then I got to thinking about how I was going to record a 20-minute talk on my own at home. And so I called Reverend James and I got permission to come into the sanctuary with Cameron in order to be able to do this. But I really appreciate
Reverend James, in your persistence and your energy in keeping us going, as well as the Board of Trustees and the staff. Everybody's been doing an amazing job keeping us going, and I know that soon we will be together again. So where did this idea of friending your filters come from? Like most of you, I have had a lot of time to think over the last few weeks. My closest friends tell me that that's not necessarily a good thing, just letting my mind wander. But it happened a couple of weeks ago, and I was watching TV, and there was a song that came on, and it was Why Me by Kris Kristofferson. And there's a line in it that says, "My soul is in your hand." Well, the line hit me just right, and my mind started wandering all over the places and picking up all of the references to the hand of God. And what I realized is that we always talk about God as only having one hand. And it made me laugh. And I found myself writing a little essay just to be silly. While writing it, I thought, now, someone could maybe take this a little bit too seriously, so I can't put it out on social media. But I needed to share it with someone, so I picked three people to send my silliness to. Now, keep in mind that I was being silly when I did this. Here's what I wrote. I was listening to the Kris Kristofferson song, Why Me? And there was a line that says, "My soul is in your hand." In that moment, I realized that God does seem to only have one hand. We refer to things as happening by the hand of God. Michelangelo painted the hand of God on the Sistine Chapel. God has our names written on the palm of his hand, etc. I therefore came to the conclusion that God has only one hand. The Sistine Chapel incident indicates that there is an arm as well, but I'm not ready to consider that implication yet. So, but this is serious, because if we have two hands and God only has one, then we are not made in the image of God. Unless, of course, God had two hands at the beginning, and perhaps all of that smiting took its toll, leaving God with only one hand. I mean, that much fire blazing out of your fingers can do some serious damage. How it happened is unknowable and not really relevant to this point. Still, I see the possibility of a serious theological crisis occurring if this becomes public knowledge, because we could lose our entire identity as a species. On the other hand, this could be a ripe time to start the Church of the One-Handed God. Well, there would have to be two, the Church of the Right Hand of the One-Handed God and the Church of the Left Hand of the One-Handed God, as we have no idea which one was left, so to speak. Because I don't think this world can survive another round of massively mixed messages. I leave this with you to take into consideration and hope that your self-image is not impacted by the fact that we may not be made in the image of God anymore. So I was curious to see what other people would do with this. And I sent it to three people who I perceive as having a really good sense of humor, just to see what would happen. The first person responded with a fairly long consideration of what I had written. And it was really clear to me that they had taken it very seriously. And at the end, the person said, "We should talk." And so I sent an email and I said, "I was being silly." And then I got an email back going, "Oh my God, I totally missed the joke." Now, this person had read the email at 2:00 in the morning and was not particularly thinking clearly. Once they got it, they were hysterical, but they said that they were worried because they thought that I had gone all fundamental on them or something. So it was quite the interesting response. And then I wrote back and I said I had been a little disappointed because I was so proud of the puns. And then we moved on. After this, I sort of chickened out and I wrote to the other two people and said, "By the way, that was a joke." So the second person to respond wrote to say that she had gotten the second message first, and so she was cheating because she already knew it was a joke. But then she turned serious and she offered a self-reflection on what it was like for her to grow up left-handed, and how in olden days, left-handed people were considered to be cursed. And then she ended that with, "No triggers here, ha ha." And then the third response was sort of what I had hoped for from everyone. This person thought it was absolutely hilarious and added his own theory as to how God became one-handed, which I am not going to share here, but actually he outdid me. Later, when I saw this person in person, we talked about how the idea of being made in the image of God could be a pretty deep theological consideration. But that's not what I'm talking about here. Each one of these people responded to this small, tiny piece of writing through their own filters. The first person was tired and not looking for anything funny, and so she didn't see it. Later, her perspective shifted. The other two offered their perspectives based on their life experience. What is notable here is that all three of these people offered me a response rather than a reaction. Although the first person did tell me that she wanted to simply write, "What the heck?" But she stopped, she thought about it, and tried to write a very gracious, "What the heck?" Once she saw that from a different perspective, she saw the humor and joined in my game. Every one of us has a whole set of filters through which we see and evaluate the world. These filters are built over a lifetime of socialization and experience. We call these filters beliefs, but sometimes I find myself reacting to something not because I deeply believe in it. It's just that some of that mid-level conditioning I have has never been questioned. For instance, one day I was driving down Fulton Avenue and went by a woman who was wearing very, very short shorts, and she was also wearing cowboy boots. My mind immediately went to how tacky. But I stopped myself and decided that probably she was having fun with the way she was dressing. And more importantly, she was doing something that I would never have the nerve to do. I don't think my initial reaction was based on a deep belief in boots versus short shorts. It was based on the fact that I grew up in an area that had specific rules about who could credibly wear cowboy boots and how they should be worn. It was a social filter that I got to look at and laugh at and maybe let go. I saw the filter for what it was, just a filter. And by seeing it, I was able to make peace with it. Did I totally let it go? Probably not. Inappropriate cowboy boot wearing is still flashed through my mind, but it is here and gone before I fall into actual judgment anymore. And I know this sounds silly, but think about how much time and energy a person can spend reacting to one small idea like that. There's the initial hit, and then you get all caught up in it. There's the whole bit where you fall into judgment and spend a lot of time and energy reacting to that filter. I could have gone home and said to my husband, "Do you know what I saw today?" And then I could have called up three friends and ranted about it, and we shouldn't let people wear short shorts and cowboy boots. I could have spent so much time on that, but I realized it was just one of my silly little filters, and that continuing on with it, I would have just been making a person I didn't even know wrong for no reason, just because there was something weird in my head. Our filters are necessary. We need to be able to discern right from wrong, what is good for us and what is not good for us. The point is that my filter is different from your filter. And what I consider good for me might not be what you consider good for you, but neither of us would be wrong. The people who respond to my little essay, none of them got it wrong. They simply came through in their way of filtering information. We live in fractured times. We live in contentious times. We live in a reactive world. People are quick to react without thinking, and they're just coming from their filters. They don't take a step back to consider why the other person is saying or doing what they are saying or doing. And more importantly, they don't stop to consider why they are reacting in the way that they are. Now, maybe to clarify a little bit here, the difference between reacting and responding, a pretty important thing to understand. Reaction comes when you just pop off, something hits you, you pop off from the top of your head, and you don't think it through. Reaction is fear-based. If we encounter something that doesn't fit into what the way we think or our worldview, we feel threatened and react to make things fit, to make them right. And that also sometimes tends to make the other person wrong. To respond is to be responsive. It means that you take the time to consider the matter at hand. It means that you take responsibility for your thoughts and actions. You are responsive. Being responsive means that there has been an evaluation, that some thought has taken place. Having a considered, thoughtful conversation is a response. Doing nothing, saying nothing is also a response. I've never gotten all the way through A Course in Miracles. In fact, I only made it to lesson 5. When I reached that lesson, it knocked my socks off and it completely changed how I saw the world. It completely changed my life. And the lesson is, you are never upset for the reason you think. That simple statement helped me to stop reacting and popping off to everything that came along. It taught me to stop and step back to see what was up underneath my upset. I learned to respond. I didn't have the vocabulary back then to call it filters, but that is largely where our reactivity comes from. Our deep beliefs are largely unconscious, and our filters, on the other hand, are floating right where we can see them, giving us hints about those beliefs. If I react to someone dressing in a certain way, I am coming from a filter that gives me clues as to what I really believe about the way people should dress. If I am paying attention, I can stop myself, step back, and look at what is really going on in my mind. Then I can respond if a response is necessary. Because we also don't have to respond to every little thing that comes down the track. There is much that we can simply acknowledge and let pass by. Right now, I am wondering if anyone got caught up in the little essay that I read and is busy parsing it out rather than letting it go by as just a humorous ponderance and part of a larger conversation. But this is what we do. We get stuck. We hear one thing and we fixate on it. We run it through all of our filters and make decisions and judgments based on those filters. As you can see, our filters can be our friends, though. When we become aware of our filters as they present themselves, we can go a long way toward becoming more responsive than reactive, because when we know what we're dealing with, we feel a lot more comfortable. We need our filters. They help us navigate this world. Yes, they color everything that comes into our minds, but our filters and beliefs do not reflect our true selves. They reflect the world. The coolest part is that filters can be changed. Sometimes that can happen in an instant, as it did when I hit that Course in Miracles lesson about not being upset for the reason I think. Other times, you may have to work at it for a while, especially if the filter is in cahoots with an entrenched belief. But none of us is stuck with what goes on within us. We can choose to change. Remember, you are not a body with a soul. You are a soul cohabitating with a body. Underneath all of your socialization and your experiences lives your true self. This is the part of you that is untouched by the external world. You carry purity within you. You carry truth within you. You carry knowledge within you. It is all right here, right now, completely accessible. I know that things are starting to reopen, but I suspect that many of us will still be standing back a little bit. I encourage you to take time to consider ways in which you can become aware and then befriend your filters. Because when you know and recognize them, you will feel easier in your mind and heart, because you will be walking with your friend who will help you live a more responsive, graceful life. Blessings to you all, and may the joys of the world go with you.
Well, thank you for tuning in and being part of today's online celebration service. As Reverend Deborah has reminded us, to friend our filter. Special thanks and appreciation to the Spiritual Life Center staff, the AV team, Ira and Cameron, who does the Wednesday service. And a special thanks to Paula, who not only hunts and finds music that fits the topic of the day, but also goes beyond the call of duty to locate videos to go along with that music. So thank you, Deborah, for your timely talk, and Sherry for your meditation. and Celia from Modern Roots Marketing, as well as all those who have worked behind the scenes to make this experience happen. And I also want to thank you for bringing your positive consciousness to our community and our world. I want to bring a brief message as well about the Way Forward class that Reverend Jim and I are co-facilitating, and let you know the class is now closed. We were going to keep it open for new folks to come and join, but we realized that anyone who came in after the first two sessions, they would not receive the value that we want them to receive. So we've decided to close the class, at least this go around. At this time, you have the opportunity to support Spiritual Life Center and its programs with your donation or gift. And as always, we invite you to give what you can. It makes a difference and is highly appreciated. You can give by texting SLC Love to 44321. That's SLC Love to 44321. Or go to our website, slcworld.org, click the donate tab, and to give in other ways, including by mail. And with that, I invite you to join in and say our offertory blessing with me. Divine love, as me, blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, and all that I circulate. Thank you, God.
Sha-na-na-na, whoa, just stop, step back.
Sha-na-na-na, whoa, just stop, step back.
I was struggling with a mighty problem. It kept me up half the night. The more I tried to overcome it, the harder I seemed to fight. So I asked a friend for help to solve it, something to give me an edge. But instead of joining the battle, this is what she said. Are you willing to stop? Step back, breathe and be open. Stop, step back, let spirit guide your way. Are you willing to hold the place of not knowing what is next? Oh, stop, step back, breathe and be open.
Sha-na-na-na, whoa, just stop, step back. Sha-na-na-na, whoa, just stop, step back.
I said this all sounds a little bit crazy, why would I just wanna quit? She said it's more like surrender, there's nothing you have to fix. In fact, there's not even a problem, though you believe that is true. And if you take some time to rest your mind, the answer will come through. Are you willing to stop, step back, breathe and be open? Stop, step back, let spirit move your guide. Are you willing to hold the place of not knowing what is next? Oh, stop, step back, breathe and be open. And, well, you can bang your head against the wall over and over. You'll always damage your brain. But if you keep expecting the wall to fall down, there's a little something that might be called insane.
It's crazy.
Are you willing to stop?
Stop.
Step back.
Step back.
Breathe and be open. Stop.
Stop.
Step back.
Step back.
Let spirit be your guide. Are you willing to hold a place with no one else is there?
Stop, step back, breathe.
I said, stop, step back, breathe. Oh, stop, step back, breathe.
sha na na na, oh oh oh, just stop, step back, you know the words now, sha na na na, oh oh oh, just stop, step back, step back now, sha na na na, oh oh oh, just stop, step back,
oh oh, yeah. Step back,
just stop.
Step back, oh, oh, yeah.
Step back,
oh, oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And we know that we are all blessings to the world, and that all that we give and all that receive is also blessings. And we give thanks and gratitude for this offering. And let us join together now in our peace song.
Oh,
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well.
Spiritual Life Center. Transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart.